There's been a deadly shooting today at a courthouse in Atlanta. Police say a county judge, a court reporter, and a deputy were all killed, and another deputy was wounded. This attack happened inside the Fulton County Courthouse. Emily Kopp of Georgia Public Radio is covering this story at the courthouse, and we reached her by phone.
I've learned from people inside the courtroom that apparently Fulton County Judge Roland Barnes has been shot by someone who had business in front of him today. A suspect that they're saying is Brian Nichols came in. People aren't officially saying what happened, but somehow got a hold of one of the deputy's guns, shot the judge, and then as he was running out and escaped outside the courthouse, there were more shots, more deputies were shot, and he escaped, apparently hijacked someone's car.
And what's the scene there now, where you are?
Right now, there are helicopters overhead. Apparently, family members of the deputies and perhaps the judge have just walked inside the courtroom, although they're not saying anything to the press. They've been crying, it's clear. And there's a highway next exit near here. There are some cops patrolling it, looking for cars, although apparently there are rumors as to exactly what type of car the suspect got away with.
Emily Kopp is with Georgia Public Radio in Atlanta. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Judge Frank Eldridge is a senior judge of the Georgia Court of Appeals. He worked at the Fulton County Superior Court bench for over 17 years with Judge Roland Barnes. He joins me now from his home in Atlanta. Judge Eldridge, how was Judge Barnes regarded?
Very highly by both lawyers and judges and the community in general. Before coming on the bench, he had been very active in the south part of the metro area of Atlanta, as well as being a well-known trial lawyer, so he was highly regarded.
Did his work as a trial lawyer affect his work, if you will, on the bench?
Very much so. I mean, to the extent that you have practical experience and have been in the courtroom, you understand the problems better. And it also provides a diversity of experience that you carry over to the bench.
You worked in that courthouse for many years. I am wondering how a judge could have been shot in the courtroom. I understand the bench itself is reinforced with Kevlar.
That's correct. He would have been sitting above a bulletproof vest, and the instructions we had always were that if something went wrong, that you drop down behind that and that you would be protected on all sides. So that for him to have been exposed, what I have heard, which I haven't been able to verify, Barnes would have probably looking out or being concerned about the safety of the other people in the courtroom, acceded to any instructions or commands that the perpetrator had, because Barnes would have been in a position of safety. The bench is isolated from the rest of the courtroom and is through a locked door, so he could have fled to safety.
Which he
did not.
Did not. Thank you very much for joining us.
Certainly.
Judge Frank Eldridge served with Judge Roland Barnes at Fulton County, Georgia Superior Court, where Judge Barnes was killed earlier today.